Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, good evening. Game 2 in Arizona goes to Arizona. Now the series is evened up at a game apiece. Royals fall, final score 7-1. Phone lines are open for you if you want to talk about it. Text line is there as well. The number is 913-586-7965. There really isn't all that much to read into when it comes to this 6-run defeat at the hands of the Diamondbacks. But I get it. You know, this season has been so disappointing for what was the most anticipated season in nearly a decade of Royals baseball. Royals are back to 6 games below 500. Now, I understand that a loss like this in a season like last year, in a season like the year before that, when they lost basically every single game, this would be a rather easy postgame show. You turn the page, you say, hey, Michael Wacha wasn't good enough. Their starting pitcher was outstanding. Your big bats were unable to come through with a big swing. Move on, get ready for the finale tomorrow, try to take the series. But the season has been disappointing. There isn't much to hang your hat on when it comes to this ball club as we look ahead to the final 72 games of the season. So I understand if you're having a difficult time just turning the page and moving on after this one. Phone lines are there for you, the text line as well. Again, 913-586-7965. Yeah, Michael Wacha, the stuff was there, the command, not necessarily, and as we've all learned over the first 90 games of 2025, we've all learned that this Royals offense just doesn't have the ability, or at least has not shown us the ability, to overcome a bad start. And that's what that was from Michael Wacha. Maybe his first bad start of the season. First time he's failed to go 5 since his first start of the season. Wacha gives up 4 runs on 4 hits. He walks 4 and only goes 4. He's now 4-9 on the season. Again, the phone number, the text line, 913-586-7965. No, Royals offense not good enough, not consistent enough, not deep enough to overcome a bad start like this from Michael Wacha. Now, the Royals offense did start to time up Ryan Nelson, but it took him the third time through the rotation, and by then, Royals already find themselves down 4-0. And, man, excuse me, Michael Wacha. Let me apologize for mentioning your name as often as I had. As if you're the reason why this team lost. Now, you are. But you and I both know You give up four runs with this offense, it's a wrap. I mean, nobody in Major League Baseball has received less run support on average than Michael Wacha. So he's well aware that his offense doesn't have his back. And today, they did not. They score one run, five base runners total. Now, again, I would love to sit here and just tip my cap to Diamondbacks right-hander Ryan Nelson. He deserves it. But this offense doesn't deserve, I guess, among the fans, this offense doesn't deserve that pass. Doesn't deserve us to turn the page that quickly, right? I'd like to tip my cap, but I feel like we all need to browbeat this offense once again. As they're limited to one run. They've been held to one run or shut out in more than a quarter of their games this season. Royals are now 1-23 when they fail to score two runs. On pace for the inverse of a season ago. Last year's breakout album, the debut album, when we all fell in love with these boys in blue last year, that team won 86 games. This ball club, the sophomore album, the follow-up to prove that last year wasn't just Herculean efforts from Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi to go along with a great rotation, to back it up and say, that's who we are. This team right now on pace to lose 86 games. Again, 913-586-7965. And again, real quick, I'll get right to your phone calls. But I mentioned how they won 86 last year with those three giants in the middle of the lineup, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Those three giants coupled with one of the best rotations in all of Major League Baseball. That's how you won 86 games last year. Now, the rotation's still really good. You know, Bobby's been outstanding of late. Salvi and Vinny are starting to turn it around. I mean, what you saw over the previous four games was the recipe, the formula from a season ago. Royals came into today winners of three of their past four. And that was because of great starting pitching and those big three bats. That's a formula that worked throughout last year. It worked in Seattle, it worked last night against Arizona, but neither of the two able to deliver today. Neither Wacha, neither that rotation, nor the big three bats in the lineup as Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi combined to go 1-for-11, Bobby driving in the one run that the Royals scored today. So the formula has worked in the past. It got you to 86 wins last year. It's been quite difficult to recreate that magic here in 2025. But this loss, I think, is a perfect time to discuss that magic, that formula. Even if they find it again, even if Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi get red hot over the final 72 games of this season, don't we know how that ends? The big three bats and a great rotation? We know where it ends. It ends in October. It might be able to get you there. But what are you going to do when you get there? Because your big three aren't that big. Your great rotation isn't that great. You know, when you're going up against the best of the best, as you saw last year against the Yankees, the formula's terrific. Hard to replicate, as we're learning in 2025, but even if the formula is found again, will it work any differently this year come October? That's what I want to know from you. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 7-1. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City. Dave, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Vern, love your recap. To answer your question, no, it's not enough. It wasn't enough last year, probably with a healthy Vinny. Maybe they get past New York. Maybe they squeak a couple more wins out and show that that one wasn't a fluke. As that man from New York accused us of. I had a whole theory around our home struggles, but I'm going to save that for a day that we show up and win on the road as we've been accustomed to. But I'd said some weeks ago that I was going to puke if we made another middling pitcher look like a Cy Young Award winner. And so I'm going to go to the bathroom and, you know, do my thing. You're going to stay true to my word. appreciate you, Vern. I just feel like these guys are what they are this year. And the last thing I want to say is, I know you in the pregame show, you're talking about Jack being either struggling with the failure, and I think that's true. But I also think he's probably struggling with wanting to be a contributor for a team that trying to get over that hump. He was called up for a reason. And I got to say, I didn't love Quatrero's post-game interview. I know you can only answer the questions you're asked. It doesn't seem like anyone's pissed off. And I know that doesn't put runs on the board, but I'm not saying Walker should be pointing fingers at the batters, but I think some of the teams that have put pennants up at Kauffman Stadium, they'd be responding a bit different. I don't think George Brett be giving them media answers. I think he'd be seeing some fire. He'd be seeing some grit. And I think the same's true of the 2015 team. So I'm going to leave with that.
That's a great phone call, Dave. It's hard to argue, that's for sure. But that begins with the leaders. Well, who are the leaders inside that clubhouse? Well, it begins with the captain, right? Salvi. Have you ever seen Salvi agitated for an extended period of time? Because I haven't. Even when the Royals were fighting the White Sox and the Orioles, and when Yordano was fighting the White Sox and the Orioles and the Angels, you know, Salvi wasn't eager to fight, eager to argue. Salvi's cherishing every moment of big league baseball, and he has since he first showed up to the show. So, I mean, you saw it earlier this season against the Cardinals when Wilson Contreras had that dirty slide into Jonathan India. Contreras idolizes Salvi. So when Salvi runs up to Contreras, Salvi knows, you know, that this is a mentee to him, right? This is someone that he's taken under his wing, a native Venezuelan. Guys idolize Salvi. They're not trying to fight him when they see him, and Salvi's not looking to start a fight. Neither is Bobby. Bobby's a hard-nosed competitor, and obviously you say the same thing about Salvador Perez. I'm not saying they're soft. Obviously, I don't need to say that. But Bobby's not a fighter like that. He'll fight you down the first baseline. He'll fight you for that ground ball and that extra at-bat, but I don't know if he really wants to put his fists up and fight you. Q's as even-keeled as they come, and if he starts changing that, to me, I want the same thing from my manager. Q's certainly bringing that. Pitching staff-wise, Michael Wacha's the leader. Wacha's a pretty cool, calm, collected dude. Now you look around elsewhere in that clubhouse, and who else is going to start some static? Well, it's got to come from someone that's worth a damn to begin with, right? Someone that's actually performing. Because if you suck and you're starting fights, how about you just go to Omaha, brother? So I just don't know where you would look right now. Michael Garcia, sure. You know, Michael's playing his tail off and has all season. Batting 303 for the season. One of only 10 big leaguers batting better than 300. But I don't know if that benefits Michael. Maybe it... We can pretend as if it'll help the team, but I think it might be detrimental to Michael himself. I think he's come a long way with handling his emotions, maturing, and becoming the ball player that has a chance to find out tomorrow that he's going to the All-Star game. Dave, nice to hear from you. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals 42-48 on the season as they fall in game two in the desert. Again, the final score is 7-1. Take a quick timeout, get back to your thoughts, and head inside that clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a liner toward the alley in left center. Izzy on the run. Diving, and Izzy made the catch. What a play by Kyle Isbell to keep Arizona off the board in the alley in left center. Maybe that spurs the offense a little more. A backhand, a diving grab on the artificial turf by Kyle Isbell.
That's Steve Stewart. As heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Kyle Isbell recording the third out of the sixth inning, helping Daniel Lynch wiggle out of a big-time jam there, and that was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Yeah, Daniel Lynch comes out there in the bottom of the sixth inning. Royals just scored in the top half of the inning. Well, Royals finally got a base runner in the top half of the sixth inning as well. Diamondbacks starter Ryan Nelson took a perfect game into the sixth inning. Yeah, perfecto. He went 16 up, 16 down, and then Freddie Fermin singles to center. Bobby Witt Jr. would drive in Freddie Fermin. That made it 4-1 Diamondbacks. So there's a little bit of hope. Royals only down by three going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Daniel Lynch comes out of the bullpen and walks the first two batters that he faces. The 8-9 hitter. Yeah, both of them. Walks the 8 hitter, walks the 9 hitter, flips the lineup over. But then Corbin Carroll hits a hard line drive to Izzy in center. He makes a nice catch. Lynch gets Perdomo staring at a painted fastball low and away. And then, as you just heard, Randall Grichuk with the line drive robbed by Kyle Isbell. Royals lose, though, 7-1. Yeah, it was a game there in the sixth inning. Taylor Clark would give up a run in the seventh. Sam Long would give up two in the eighth. And that's how we arrive at that ridiculous final score, 7-1 Diamondbacks. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. So yeah, when you hear that the Royals were being just absolutely dominated until the sixth inning, maybe it's unfair to talk about Michael Wacha. Wacha did put up a scoreless first inning because that's what he does. He sets his team up. A scoreless first inning in all 18 of his outings this year. Only Paul Skeens of the Pirates can say that. Now, the team has failed to support Wacha, right? They failed to return the favor. They've scored fewer than three runs for him in 15 of his 18 starts. So it's a scoreless first inning for both sides. But that didn't last long. Diamondbacks would score in the third inning as Wacha hits Perdomo with one out, walks Pavin Smith. So now it's two on with one out in a scoreless game, and Josh Naylor steps to the dish. He swings out of his helmet on the first pitch, a changeup from Wacha. So Wacha sees that he's sitting fastball, maybe thinks, well, he doesn't believe I'm going to throw him a fastball now, but he does. Wacha does throw him a fastball, and he leaves it up in the zone. Naylor shoots it right back up the middle. Perdomo comes around to score, and the Diamondbacks go up 1-0. Five pitches later, Eugenio Suarez, a 2-2 changeup that's also elevated, is smacked into left field, and Pavin Smith comes around to score. So it's 2-0 Diamondbacks at the end of three. Wacha would strike out the side in the fourth as his offense continues to do nothing. But in the fifth, Wacha, in 11-pitch battle with Perdomo, ends in a walk, a leadoff walk, and a questionable walk at that. Not the pitch. The pitch was a slider well into the left-handed hitting Perdomo. It was ball four. And keep in mind, an 11-pitch battle between Wacha and Perdomo began with Wacha getting ahead in the count 0-2. But yeah, the 11th pitch is outside the zone, and it looked to me like Perdomo went. Like, They called it a check swing, but it certainly looked to me as if it was a full swing. Nonetheless, he's issued a walk, and then Waka walks Pavin Smith again. Back-to-back walks to open up the fifth inning in a two-run game. Tough spot. And Q had seen enough at that point as Waka was at 97 pitches. 97 pitches to get into the fifth inning. He didn't even record an out in the fifth. Schreiber would come in out of the bullpen. He would get Josh Naylor to fly out. He would strike out Eugenio Suarez. But Lourdes Gurriel Jr. off of John Schreiber there in the fifth inning. A first pitch sweeper down at the bottom of the zone. Gurriel goes down to get it. Grounds it up the third baseline into left field. Both Perdomo and Smith come around to score. And it's 4-0 Arizona. That's obviously all their pitching staff would need as the perfecto goes until the sixth inning. Royals only get one run on five hits, and their record falls back to six games below 500. Let's head inside the clubhouse. Let's hear what Michael Waka had to say as he suffers another loss. Waka's now taken an L after five of his last six outings. Here's what he had to say after the game on FanDuel Sports Network.
Oh, it's a tough one to swallow. Too many free base runners that end up, you know, like most of the time coming around to score. So, you gotta be able to limit those and, make them earn their way on there. Yep, some hit by pitches and some walks. Ended up leading to some runs.
Does it hurt a little more when it is the walks and the hit by pitches that you're seeing come around to score?
Right, definitely. Yeah, those definitely harder to swallow. Yeah, a little tougher on you because try to make them earn everything they get out there.
Was it just hard to get a grip there on that pitch? I think it was to Alexander there in the fourth.
Yeah, it just slipped out of my hand. Yep.
Was that a problem all day today, or just that one?
I would say just kind of that one pitch.
Is there anything that helps you kind of get back into it, able to get some, you know, get things rolling there after a tough couple of innings?
I thought after the third, where they ended up scoring, felt like we got back on the attack there in that fourth inning and was making pitches really good and, on the attack. And so, you're going to have to go back, look at kind of fourth inning on how that everything played out. But I feel like just results, how I feel, just a lot more positive things happen whenever, I stay on the attack like that.
There you go. That's Michael Waka. He takes a loss. Fails to go five innings for the first time since March. Waka, who just turned 34, still giving this team on average 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball, suffers the loss today, his first loss in the month of July since signing with the Kansas City Royals. My game notes following this 7-1 defeat in the desert. Game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your thoughts and take a dive into the text line after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals drop game two in Arizona, 7-1 the final score. One game remains on this seven-game West Coast road trip. Royals 3-3 so far. They throw Michael Lorenzen to the hill coming up tomorrow. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Waka takes the loss. I think we give the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game Award to, I don't think there's much of a debate. It's Freddie Fermin, the only Royal with multiple hits. He broke up the perfect game with one out in the sixth inning. Holding it down behind the dish, getting the Royals through this one. Yeah, Freddie Fermin, today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Freddie batting .340 since the start of June with an OPS north of .860. Wow. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. Find out for yourself. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Royals, six games below .500. Let's go to the text line. 913-586-7965. Raj in the Ozarks says he's having a tough time figuring this baseball team out. Are you really, Raj? Because I want to agree with you. I want to say I'm having a tough time figuring this squad out, but 90 games in, they are who they've been over the course of these 90 games, and that is a below-average ball club. I think that's who they are. A below-average team. Defensively, on the base paths, offensively, below-average. Certainly well below expectation coming into the season. And now we're seeing slight regression from the rotation. And the offense is unable to make up for that regression. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi are doing their part of late. Over the past week, they've been doing their part. You know, Bobby's batting .309 over the past month. So the big three are at least contributing in a fashion that we thought we would see right out of the gate. That's taken a while for all three of them to get going together. It took them 3 months. And I see on the text line some disappointment in the bottom of the lineup today. Yeah, see, I think that's just where you and I disagree when it comes to this 2025 team. You know, Nick Lofton and Freddie Fermin and John Rave and Drew Waters and Mark Canna. And those guys are all fine bench players on a good team. I just don't think you can have two of them in the lineup every single day. And the fact that you do is reflective of the disappointing Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, and Hunter Renfroe. Because if you had one of those guys providing the type of pop we know they had the potential to bring, to go along with Bobby and Vinny and Salvi, a breakout season from Michael, the kid in Caglione that you're just going to have to deal with the bumps and bruises, and Jonathan India, man, that makes a pretty strong 1-8. Throw Kyle Isbell in there with his defense first in center field, and that's a good enough team. But when you don't have that Massey or Melendez or Renfroe, you're still dealing with the bumps and bruises with the rookie Caglione. Salvi's short of his expected numbers, as is Vinny in the big spots, as is Bobby. You know, when you look at the Bobby's having a fine season. He's an all-star. He's an 800 OPS guy, but I look at Bobby as if he's a 900 OPS guy. Right? If you're rubbing elbows with Otani and Judge and Soto as the best player in the sport, well, those guys are all there again this year. Right, 900 OPS, top five in the sport. They're there again. Bobby's not. And obviously Jonathan India falling short of expectations. So I think we know who they are. They're a below average team with a lot of disappointing seasons. Guys that maybe on the back of the baseball card, it doesn't look like a disappointment. But if you knew the expectation coming into the season, you would know that, yeah, they're falling short. But like I mentioned, it begins with the big three. It begins with them turning it around and leading the way. They're going to need some help, though. And I don't think that help exists internally. Right? This organization has exhausted all of the internal options, in my opinion. 913-586-7965. Bobby extends his franchise record road hitting streak to 25 games today. It's the longest in the big leagues in 4 years. Bobby now batting .326 this year away from Kauffman Stadium. Back to the text line. guy in Gladstone is okay flipping the page, getting ready for tomorrow. That's nice to hear. 913, again, disappointed in the bottom of the lineup. Izzy, Lofton. Again, guys, you had five hits. You could be disappointed in everybody if you want. Freddie Fermin was hitting eighth and had almost half of your base hits today. Another texter disappointed in the bottom of the lineup, talking about their body language. Again, guys, I just don't know how you show up for a Royals game going, all right, Nick Lofton and Kyle Isbell, show us the way to victory. No. Terry in Green Bay, he writes in, Vern, how did this team ever win 16 of 18 earlier this season? Terry, you know the answer, man. You've been following this team for way too long. You know the answer. The answer is pitching. And Bubich and Waka were two of the 15 best pitchers in the sport at that time. Reagans was healthy. Lugo was your number four. Now, Cameron, you were thinking, oh, we're going to have to send this guy back to Omaha. Well, your starting pitching was exceptional. And it's still very good. But it's not all-time great, and that's how good it would need to be to carry this offense that remains the worst run-scoring offense in Royals franchise history. And take a look at what the Diamondbacks are doing again in the finale, the exact same thing that the Mariners did a few days ago. All right, Mariners were supposed to throw Brian Wu in the finale on Thursday, but they saw this impotent offense that Kansas City's bringing to town and said, you know what, man? How about we give our starters a rest? How about we throw a kid from AAA at him? Remember that Logan Evans and then that kid threw 5 2/3 of shutout baseball? Now, Royals won the game, but the Mariners got their rest. And their pitcher found some confidence. Basically, the Mariners saw the Royals coming and said, oh, we're about to get right. Oh, that's exactly what this offense is, man. If your starting pitching needs a rest, enter the Royals offense. Now, tomorrow they were supposed to. The Diamondbacks were supposed to go with Zach Gallen, right? Their former Cy Young Award candidate. Now it's a bullpen arm tomorrow. They're going to push Zach Gallen back. So tomorrow it's going to be Michael Lorenzen going opposite Anthony DeSclafani. It's a 3:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. So, Diamondbacks see a booty call coming up on Sunday. They see a get right with Michael Lorenzen in this offense in the finale. Okay. All right. We'll see if it works out for them the way that I guess it worked out for Seattle. Shoot, if I'm the Royals, I'll take a win. I'll take a 3-2 win like we got back on Thursday in the Emerald City. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, Kansas City. I'll talk to you Sunday, 2 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.